And it can be an interesting life on the farm. You might not be able to meet a whole lot of other farmers, but three Eyre Peninsula farmers have decided to share their experiences of what's called precision agriculture as part of a virtual bus tour. One of those is Chad Glover from Yolana, who joins us now. Chad, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What inspired the idea of the virtual bus tour?
It's a good way to get farmer stories out there and help other people in the industry and give a good idea of what they're doing and how they're doing it and what technology they're using behind it.
So what exactly do people gain from going on the virtual bus tour? What's involved in this bus tour?
It is a group of stories of farmers around South Australia and other states, and they're written up with photos showing what they're doing and talking about how they're doing it, why they're doing it, what benefits they're getting from it.
And this comes down to using tools and techniques, I understand, when it comes to soil structure. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So what is the main focus when it comes to your side of the equation in farming, Chad?
We've used a lot of different techniques. We do a lot of EM mapping with radiometric to all our soils. So we've mapped all our soils across the farm. We've gone back and ground truthed it to find out exactly what the properties of those soils are, what some of our limiting factors of those soils are, and trying to remedy and fix those soils to try and get them up to production, to the better soils, and working out where it's best to spend that money and where it's probably a better idea just to that money for the better soils, because some of those soils you cannot actually fix.
We're chatting this morning with Yolana farmer Chad Glover about the EP virtual bus tour that is happening for farmers right across the Eyre Peninsula and South Australia as well. And the idea of being able to go right across South Australia, do you think that might be able to bring a few different crop ideas to the Eyre Peninsula? Because we know that it's very wheat and canola focused here.
I do. I've always been wheat, canola, beans and a few lentils. I've changed my program a bit this year. I've got a little bit of barley in for weed management on some of those off-soil types. I've cut my canola area right back, mainly as a economic view, and growing a bit more lentils. Canola takes out a lot more nutrients out of the soil compared to other crops, and the replacement cost of those to put back into the soil is quite high, where growing a pulse crop, going a pulse wheat and maybe having the odd canola or barley in there, depending on what sort of weed pressures we've got and what sort of chemical residues left over from the year before.
Certainly does sound like a very complex situation, and for those farmers that do want to get on board with the virtual bus tour, you can head along to spaa.com.au/virtual-bus-tour to get on board with the bus tour, and it'll take you right across South Australia. Chad Glover from Yolana, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.